This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Dashiende Harris-Moore from Benton Harbor High School Wrestling. And at the Tigers' participation at the Berrien Springs Quad, Dashiende going 2-0 with that event, and then going 3-0 at the Berrien County Wrestling Tournament to win the championship at 160 pounds. Dashiende, congratulations. Nice week for you.
Thank you.
All right. You win the 160-pound championship at the county. Number one, how does it feel to be called champ?
It feels good, to be honest. I mean, I usually walk into my matches as an underdog because nobody knows wrestling around Benton Harbor.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned going in as an underdog. As you go into the county invitational, how confident were you? Did you think winning a championship was a realistic expectation?
Yeah, it was, because in the summer, I was terrible. Last year, I was not good on my feet. Like, I wouldn't take shots. I wrestled defensively. During the entire summer, we just practiced on our feet. So I got good on my feet. So I knew if I got aggressive, I was going to be able to take down anybody.
Let's go through you. You went 3-0 on the day. Your first match, how did that go for you? Do you remember that first match?
Yeah. I walked in. I had a first-round bye. So really, I didn't get my jitters out. So when the guy took me down in the first 30 seconds, I was like, all right, I'm in trouble. So when we get back up, and there's three periods in wrestling. There's the first period, the second period, and the third period. In the third period, that's when I started taking over control because I got good cardio. And most guys, they'll start gassing out in the third period. So I got third round domination. So I ended up getting a pin in the third round over the guy because he was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And before my matches, I watch people that I'm going to wrestle. So I study them before I wrestle them. And my coach does it too. So if I'm wrestling and the guy I'm wrestling next is wrestling right next to me on the other mat, the coach will film that match. And then after I get off my mat, I'll have to watch that film to see what the guy does.
All right. So there's a lot going into it for you as opposed to just walking on the mat and doing what you do. There's a lot of studying that goes into it.
There's a whole bunch of studying.
What about the championship match? How'd that go for you?
That guy beat a guy I beat by pin in short amount of time. And I was like, man, that's crazy, because it was tough to beat this guy for me, but him, he just pinned him like it was nothing. So me and Yeza were friends, so I had to get that win for him.
Okay.
it was good. He was tough, and he was stronger than me, so I had to kind of play it safe and wrestle from space instead of getting real aggressive in ties.
You mentioned what you worked on going from last year to this year. And based on what you worked on and the improvements you made, is the season going as well as you had hoped? Is it going better than you would hope before the season started?
It's going better than I hoped, to be honest, because at the beginning of the season, I came in at like 180. So I was like, I can't wrestle those big guys. So I ended up had a healthy diet plan. I made 160 at my alphas, and I wrestled 160 throughout the season. And run 60 has been really good to me.
That's awesome. Any particular goals you set for yourself? You're probably not expecting, or not really knowing what to expect coming into the season. Any goals you set for yourself?
My goals this season was to first, I actually planned to win the Berrien County Tournament so I could put Benton Harbor on the map. That was my goal for the season. My goal right now as an individual, since I already did my season goal, is to be on the podium at state.
That's outstanding. And you've been wrestling for how long now?
5 years.
5 years. What got you into the sport? Do you remember what got you first started?
Middle school, I was rowdy, and I was just an athlete. So I played football when I was in sixth grade. And then one day, my principal came up to me and was like, you should wrestle. And I was like, nah, I don't think that's become something for me. He's like, you rowdy, you tough. So one day I went to a practice and I was like, this seems easy enough. I got cooked. I was terrible, and I don't like losing. So I came back again and again and again. In middle school, it was easy because I was bigger than most kids and stronger than most kids. Hopped into high school, I was like, walking the park again. Nope, everybody was stronger than me. Freshman, wrestling varsity, going against juniors and seniors. I was winning, but it was hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you win the county championships, and now the expectations for yourself probably a little bit higher, and you still have two more years yet to go. So you've got to be excited for the rest of this year and then the next couple of years here at Benton Harbor.
Yeah, I am. I hope that since I won the county tournament that more people will start to wrestle here in Benton Harbor because they really don't know for basketball. And anybody can run and shoot a hoop or anything. It's much harder to actually go one-on-one with somebody that's probably stronger than you, faster than you, smarter than you on a mat and can control your body in a different way.
Dashiani, congratulations on the county championship, and it's nice to be called champ, right?
It sure is.
All right. Congratulations. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Dashiani Harris-Moore, our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week. I'm Phil McDonald from 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.